God forgotten us? Do the difficulties in our lives mean that God has left us to our own devices, that he has abandoned us? This question plagues many, even some who name the name of Christ. But the truth of Scripture is that God has never forgotten us, and he never will. Welcome back to Light of the Word Radio. This broadcast is sponsored by Lighthouse Baptist Church. Today, Pastor Jim concludes his message on the first few verses of Luke chapter 1. In this powerful message, we're taught a simple but essential truth. God can always be trusted and will never forget nor forsake us. So without further delay, here's Pastor Jim.
Now, we started out talking about difficult times, times of Herod. Not only were they living in those difficult times, not only were they facing all the things that the Jews were facing then, but they didn't have a child. So they were doing this while the world looked on and said, there must be something there. We can't see it, but there must be something there, because if they were doing what is right before God, they would have a child. Because the Jews believed, in fact, still today, many, many of them do, they believed that a woman who did not have a child was because God was punishing her or her husband for something. In the Gospel of John, chapter 9, it's amazing how different pieces of Scripture come up often in different seasons and different periods of time. The story of the man blind from birth just seems to fit and be relevant here. In this story, the disciples asked Jesus, they said, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus' answer is so beautiful. Jesus' answer says, neither he nor his parents' sin caused his blindness. Didn't say they didn't sin. But that wasn't the cause of his blindness. He goes on, and I think it's verse 3 here, that says, it was not this man sinned or parents, but that the works of God might be displayed in him. He went through it for the works of God to be displayed. The Jews coming out of Egypt, as God had sent Moses in to bring them out, and as God sent the plagues, and he sent them through the words of Moses. Remember the Israelites? They got to a point when they said, just go away, Moses. You're making things harder for us. But so that the works of God would be displayed, and that the world would know the might of God, they had to endure it. Now, there's some of you that may feel like you're going through some tough things. And I know you probably feel like you're living in a, how is it, Paul put it in Philippians, in a crooked and twisted generation. Yet, may the works of God be seen, be manifested, be displayed in us through difficulty. Through great difficulty with the accident last September, the Russ family has been a witness to Christ. Through great difficulties, and sometimes those difficulties happen not because we are blameless, but because of our sin. But even in those types of difficulties, if we truly love God, then we still want His power, His majesty to be displayed through our difficulties that we caused. Has anybody here ever caused their own problems? And if you haven't, please, you need to talk to me afterwards, because we need to talk about something called pride. We do. We cause our own problems so often. But even in those, it should be that God be seen and glorified, not us. We, a year or two ago, 2 years ago, we had that deal we did on what happens when you become addicted to pornography. and those who spoke and who shared their stories, they went through very difficult things because of their own sin. And yet, the time came when God said, okay, now we turn this around to my glory. Now we turn this around and show the world my restoration of you. God leads us through our struggles. He leads us through our struggles. At this point in the life of Zechariah and Elizabeth, they did not expect that they would ever have a child. Let me put that another way. They did not expect that they would ever be the tools or instruments of God's power being displayed because they were old. They were past the time of childbearing. But just as with the Israelites in Egypt, God heard and God remembered his people. Aren't you thankful that God remembers his people? That if we are his by Christ Jesus, he will never forget us. And though we may go to the valley of the shadow of death, though we may go to the depths of the pit, and sometimes he allows us to go there, sometimes because of our own sin, and sometimes so that he will be glorified. But when we go to the valley, when we go to the pit, he hasn't forgotten us if we are his. You know what the name Zechariah means? Does anybody know that? It means God remembers. Names are important, aren't they? You ever look at the names that we name kids today? I scratch my head and wonder, where did that come from? Oh, first I say, how do you even say that? Let alone, where does that come from? But Zechariah means God remembers. You know what Elizabeth means? We named Grace after God's grace that he gave us. But her middle name is Elizabeth. And Elizabeth means, God is my oath. God is my oath. And God is indeed, and has indeed, had an oath for Elizabeth. This being childless was such a devastating thing to people in that time. Even before that, go back to Sarah. And Sarah's desperate attempt to bring God's word to pass, we have Ishmael. Sarah did not understand at one point how God could do or possibly bring a child to her in her old age. At this point, Elizabeth hasn't had one either. And so that feeling of hopelessness, that feeling of being someone who's looked down upon. Remember when Sarah wanted Moses to send Ishmael and his mother on? As we read that whole section of Scripture, we see that Sarah felt the shame before that of not having a child, that she was looked down upon. And then when she had the child, then she was ready to have that one removed. Why didn't Elizabeth have a child? Maybe it was something physical. Today we have people who want to have children and can't. You know the lengths that people go to have children today? There's all sorts of fertility drugs out there that they can take. There is implantation. There's surrogates. There's so many different things because that desire is so deep and so strong to have a child. And there are people who are feeling that today. But there's a lot of ways that people today are feeling missed or skipped over or left out by God. People have broken hearts, broken relationships, experiencing loneliness. I got a call from someone here about a week ago. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning and I didn't hear the phone and didn't answer it. And they left a message on my machine at 3 o'clock in the morning and said, I am so lonely. I need someone to talk to. Some people have other burdens, even other people's burdens on them. Some people just feel defeated. Some have experienced financial setbacks or disappointments. Maybe you've lost a loved one, someone precious to you. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, it says this, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God doesn't forget his people. God remembers. And we see this picture in Zechariah. God remembers. We are to come alongside of each other, and we are to be useful in the name of Christ. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ, Galatians 6:2. Well, Zacharias and Elizabeth had a certain amount of brokenheartedness. You know, it's funny. It's funny how sometimes, for example, the loss of a loved one, it may get easier to deal with over time to a certain extent, but it never goes away, does it? If you truly cared about somebody and they're gone, that never goes away. My point is this, there never came an age where Zechariah and Elizabeth were okay with not having a child. There came an age when they were sure that they wouldn't have one because it was not natural. Just as the angel Gabriel told Mary, with man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. God hears our prayers. God hears our prayers, and God moves in his timing according to his will for the purpose of him being seen and glorified. I can think of some other women in Scripture who were barren. We talked about Sarah a little bit. But how about Rebecca? How about Hannah? And they all have one thing in common. God heard their prayer and answered it. In Romans 8, verse 26, "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. For we do not know what to pray. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." You ever feel so much pain inside, and maybe even fear, that you didn't even know how to pray? You pour out, and the Holy Spirit will turn it into beautiful prayers before God. The Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. How about Psalm 34 and verse 17? "When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of their troubles." Someone who doesn't know Christ would say, "Well, what about somebody who is being persecuted for their faith and then killed?" God didn't hear or answer their prayers. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Because if they were his, and to stand that way in persecution, you just about have to be, wouldn't you? If they are his, then he answered their prayers. And ultimately, their prayer was to be in his presence, in his kingdom, with him. In Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, that was written 60, 70 years after the time that Luke is talking about here. But I believe that Zechariah and Sarah, no, Elizabeth, sorry about that, Zechariah and Elizabeth, I believe they understood that. Because though there was this shame and this desire to have a child, they continued to serve God, right? Because we're going to see in the next few verses where Zechariah was when the angel came to him. When we have things come down on us, and it seems like the whole world, our world, is turned upside down, and we're heartbroken, we're sick, we're all these different things, where will God find you at that point? Will He find you worshiping and serving Him? Or will He find you licking your wounds and whining to yourself and others? Zechariah was serving. I believe that he truly at that point was not anxious about anything. At least not until Gabriel shows up here next week. He was not anxious about anything. And I believe that he brought things to God in prayer. And I believe that he gave thanksgiving. And the reason I believe those things is because when I go back to that verse there, chapter 1 of Luke, in verse 6, and they were both righteous before God, walking blameless in all his commandments and statutes of the Lord. I believe they trusted him. I don't think they understood, but isn't that okay? Isn't it okay for you and I to trust God even when we don't understand why he's doing what he's doing? I also believe that they let their requests be known to God. I believe that they prayed for a child. And they continue to serve. But where does it find you when it feels like the world's gone crazy? When our country and the world says, you got to stay home and put on a mask. And you can't talk to anybody or come around to anybody, at least not within 6 feet. I got to tell you, with that 6 foot thing, I'm really surprised it didn't become 10 and then 12 and then to isolate us. But when the world is falling apart around us and we don't understand what's going on and it seems like we're heading in a direction of disaster at every single corner, God is still in control, isn't he? And when we are not anxious, and when we bring everything to him in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, and when we make the requests made known to him, the thing that he will give us every time, if we will receive it, is his peace. If you trust him, that no matter what the direction, and in fact, no matter what the end result of these things going on around us are, if you trust him in that, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts. I don't know about you. I need that peace. I need that peace because if I spend too much time looking at the things of this world, fear begins to rise. How about you? When I spend too much time thinking about my health, fear begins to rise. When I spend too much time thinking about all the different calamities that could go on in my life, fear begins to rise. And when fear rises, your service and prayers decline. Your time with God declines. So we need to guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. We need to trust in Him. I wanted us today to take a picture of who Elizabeth and Zechariah were. I wanted us to know them before we get into the next verses with the announcement and who John the Baptist is and all those things. I wanted us to have a picture of who they were. I want us to be a people who live, who are known as Zechariah and Elizabeth. But for us to do that, we have some things we've got to let go of, don't we? We can start with my rights. When we are so worried about what our right is, we miss Christ because we're too much focused on me and not him. We have to give up our right even to what we think would be happiness because he would bring us joy in it. We need to give up our right to do what we want to sometimes. Because our wants are laced in the world. I mean, think about it. What's some of the things you desire most? Cynthia and I were talking the other day. Her birthday is Wednesday, by the way. And I got her a ring here a while back, and we were talking about that. And she was like, well, what do you want? She always asked me that question. Christmas, birthdays, Father's Day. What do you want? Well, the things I want are expensive. I want a camper. I want a boat. I want a... But if I never get those things, if I never get them, it will not stop me from serving God. So sometimes we have to give up our wants. I am not going to go and focus on those things. God knows my desire, and if He wants me to have them, if there is a way for those things to come to me and glorify Him, then He'll bring them. And if He doesn't, He won't. But I have to give up my own wants and desires to His will. Sometimes my own wants and desires is to be healthy. I think back to my growing up, lifting weights in high school. I could lift more weight than anybody, than anyone. I was strong. I was healthy. Even 20 years ago, when we started this church, I was strong and healthy then. I'd had bouts of times when my health was weak, but at that point I was strong and healthy. And I think back to those times, and sometimes I wish I could have those back. But at the same time, I would not give up or want to give up what I have gained in knowledge, understanding, and closeness with God through those weaknesses. Through those weaknesses, not only has His grace been sufficient, but His grace has been joyful. It has. And what's really funny sometimes, again, funny, odd, not ha-ha. What's really funny sometimes is when I was going through those, I didn't realize how joyful they were. Why? Because I was too busy looking at me and not Him. And I look back. Now think about this. You who are here, think about this. Have you ever looked back at a time in your life that was difficult and yet you see nothing but joy in those times? You see good things in those times? How much better would it have been if we could have seen it for what it was then? We need to trust God with all our hearts and find our joy in Him. And all of this I see as I look at Zechariah and Elizabeth, because I believe they had come to terms with God's will being God's will, period. And I believe you and I need to too. Please stand with me. Oh, Father, Lord, as we close this service, Father, I need You. I ask You to move among those that You have gathered here, that they would know Your presence, that by Your Holy Spirit, Father, move each of us to lay down those things, those rights, those desires that would lead us away from Your joy, away from You, and to pick up our cross and follow You. Oh, Father, it is our desire that You be seen for the greatness and the majesty that You are, for the great and mighty God that You are. And for that to happen, Lord, sometimes it means that we go through difficult times. Sometimes it means that we even lose our life for Your glory. Oh, Father, to You be glory in everything that takes place in the life of this church, its members, and its pastor. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray this. Amen.
What right is God calling you to lay aside? What comfort, hope, dream, or plan has He shown you that must be abandoned, at least for a time? And what's your response to this divine dispensation? Are you willing to trust that God knows more than you do? Are you willing to be joyful however God uses you? The truth is simple. God is always to be trusted, and what He ordains for our lives is better than anything we could possibly manipulate to come about. Won't you rest in the Beloved and cling to Him? We want to thank you for joining us today, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to hear more of Pastor Jim, you can find him on the web at www.sermonaudio.com. just search for Lighthouse Southern Baptist Church. If you've been blessed by this message or have questions about the content or about our ministry, if you have need of counselor guidance or want us to pray for you, please reach out to us and let us know. We can be reached in many different ways. We can be called toll-free at 800-416-9352. That number again is 800-416-9352. Or you can find us on the web at www.lightoftheWordRadio.com. Once more, that's www.lightoftheWordRadio.com. Or you can reach us by mail at Light of the Word Radio, P.O. Box 1, St. George, Kansas, 66535. When you reach out to us in any of these ways, you can also inquire about participating in the support of this ministry. If you desire to partner with us to keep this broadcast on the air, please let us know. We would like to send you a gift of appreciation. At your request, for a gift of any size, we'll send you the book On This Day, A Daily Guide to Spiritual Lessons from Christian History by Dr. Paul E. Barkey. This 640-page book is organized around each day in the calendar using stories from history and a biblical lesson for each. On This Day brings great stories from history to us and applies them to help us lift our eyes upward to see the God who governs all of history. It's just one of Dr. Barkey's daily devotions that brings lessons to light from history, and it's yours free as a thank you for a gift of any size. Just mention that you would like the book when you call or write. This has been Light of the Word Radio, sponsored by Lighthouse Baptist Church. We want to thank you for allowing us to spend some time with you. We hope that you'll join us next time. Until then, I'm Pastor Eugene, and on behalf of all of us here at Light of the Word Radio, thanks, and may God bless you and the hearing of His Word.
Hello, friends. Pastor Jim here with today's final word. This is Christmas week. All the hustle and bustle of last-minute buying of gifts, preparing of food, family coming in. We do not want to miss our celebrating the Lord, worshiping Him, making much of His holy name. We are wanting in 2022 to expand the number of radio stations that we're on. We want to stay on the ones that we're on now, and we want to expand that. In fact, we'd like to double that during the course of 2022. Right now, we are on KHCA Angel 95.3 in Manhattan, Kansas. We're on KLNG AM 1560 and FM 105.5 in Omaha, Nebraska. We are on KCNW AM 1380, FM 96.1 in Kansas City, Missouri. We're in KIOU, AM 1480 and FM 94.9 in Shreveport, Louisiana. We're on WLMR, AM 1450 and FM 103.3 in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're on KERI, AM 1410, Bakersfield, California. We're on WDZY, AM 1290 and FM 103.3, Richmond, Virginia. We're on WNVY, AM 1070 and FM 104.5, and that is in Pensacola, Florida. We're on WITK, AM 1550 and FM 105.3, and that's in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Friends, right now, if you would choose to partner with us between now and Christmas Day, your gifts would be doubled up to $12,500. We have been given an opportunity to double those gifts that come in. If you would like to partner with us, you can go to our webpage at lightoftheWordRadio.com, do the drop-down menu, go to partner, and give through that. Or you can send a check to Light of the Word Radio, P.O. Box 1, St. George, Kansas, 66535. We ask you to partner with us that we may not only stay on the stations we're on now, but expand into many more stations. We thank you. Merry Christmas. And until next time, Soli Deo Gloria.